Summoned to another world by a power beyond their understanding, Mike, Shauna, and Catherine searched for a way home. But when they found it, not all of them were able to return. Now, Mike and Catherine must return to the mysterious world of Amaranth, reunite with old companions, and embark on an epic journey through strange lands to save Shauna. Yet even if they survive the betrayals, mysterious enemies, and staggering revelations that lie ahead, will they find the same person they left behind?
Archon, I want to know. I need to know before I can even start thinking about trusting you. What happened to Shauna?
I do not think I can say.
You confessed everything else. Why not this? What happened?
Kaith,
what happened?
If you must.
I must.
Shift Catherine to Boston.
Shauna!
I'm okay. Archon, you're next. Step into the circle.
I will not. You could die if you shift me.
If you stay, we might both die. One of us has to make it.
What of you?
I was never meant to go back. I know that now.
But the Undying...
No, you have to go. Even if the Undying don't kill you, the Legion or University will. Please. Away! I'm shifting you now, Archon. Shift, Archon! Shift! God, I will do this!
Simplify. Evil box, Simplify.
Shift Archon to Boston.
Goodbye. You actually did leave her to die? You abandoned her instead of helping her? I can't believe I'm hearing this. I even convinced Jareth to free you, and now you're telling me that I was right about you the whole time?
You don't mean them books in Lafay.
So, any plans for tomorrow night?
No.
Want to go back to Londi with us?
Oh, what makes you think Archon can even do that, Mike? The translation pens don't even work here. She's powerless.
Maybe, but it's not just Archon. From what she tells me, Fesmer's doing most of the heavy lifting. They're going to extend a bridge thingy through the... something. And, how'd it go again?
Fesmer intends to trace the path created during the first shift. Fesmer is to anchor, and I am to propel at first.
So Fesmer throws a rope and you catch it?
Yes.
Oh! Sorry, yeah, I just got that.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just the rope thing. Makes a lot more sense now. Yeah, that would work.
You only just now understand the plan with which you've been haranguing me for the past several months?
Sort of. Real solid analogy, Kate. You have such a way with words.
I hate you.
Sorry. Archon, go ahead.
And, there is more likeness of success if all three are returned, resulting from the path we three created.
Why? If Fesmer's using us to trace the original spell, not Shauna's, wouldn't he need Shauna for it to work? And for that matter, you weren't part of the original spell, Archon. Wouldn't you mess it up by tagging along?
I do not know.
Well, obviously, because of our, you know, magical signatures resonating far and wide across the... Oh, I don't know. I don't get how the magic system works. I was in a coma during the tutorial, remember? All I know is that Fesmer and Archon are working together to bring us through, and that we need you with us. Catherine, we need you. Shauna needs you. And I think you need to return more than you're willing to admit.
This is just so full of holes. Archon, why on earth would Fesmer contact you?
He is without choice. Perhaps because only I am attuned.
Yeah. Shauna spent months learning Shift, and we all saw how much it cost her. And by all accounts, the kind of power she had was unbelievable. Fesmer doesn't have that.
He didn't at the time, but it has been a year.
Oh yeah, once he recovered from that near-fatal Legionnaire wound, I'm sure the first thing he did was devote all his time to figuring out how to bring the person responsible for that back. Actually, that kind of does make sense. Maybe he wants revenge.
He would not make danger on you or Meek. If he intends revenge, I will be punished alone.
There, see? Wait, Fesmer wouldn't...
It is not impossible. Fesmer was wrathful.
And rightfully so. Well, this is my stop, but since you've been stalking me, I guess you knew that. Good luck to both of you. Tell Zahn I said we, all of that.
And what should we tell Shauna? Look, we'll be in the same movie theater parking lot if you change your mind. We don't know exactly when it'll happen, but we think maybe 8 or 9.
It was 8:14 last time. The stupid movie was at 8:15, and we were going to miss the previews.
8:14, then. Don't be late. She'll be there.
Yet we should plan for otherwise.
Arkan. Arkan.
Jareth?
Arkan. There you are.
I had wondered if you would find opportunity to visit. Or have they sent you to interrogate me? I have told them everything.
Your trial has concluded. Deliberations are over.
And my sentence?
Death.
That is likely best.
What?
It is best this way.
No, Arkan, it is not.
I have caused trouble for all of you. It has always been so, as long as I have known you. You could not know what kind of monster was in your midst. But I have only ever wished you ill. Ino Buxinwa Fai for everything, Jareth.
You may have caused us ill, Arkan, but I do not believe that you ever wished it. I am here to free you.
What?
Stand against the far wall, Senjin.
Jareth, no.
Do as I say. A patrol will be upon us at any moment.
Jareth, no. I cannot allow this. I have inflicted so much evil already. Senjin, do not let me die knowing that I ruined your life as well.
Arkan.
You disguised yourself to gain entrance, correct? Turn back. Conceal whatever traces you have left. Appeal to Targanane. You can still salvage your life here.
I cannot.
Senjin, Jareth, do not do this. Targanane loves you as a son. He will protect you from blame.
And he has been a greater father to me than my own. Do not think this does not pain me.
Then do not do this!
I must! Arkan, this decision is mine to make and I have made it. Leol Nakzan. However, I do owe you my most profound apologies.
What? Why?
I should not have doubted for even a moment that this was the right course of action. I swear to you, Arkan, I will not fail you again.
Jareth.
Of course, you could aid me in this by not betraying us anymore.
No promising.
Now, positive charge here, negative here.
What is that?
As I said, you will want to stand against the far wall.
What? Wait, Jareth, is that...
Begin!
Where is he? This is taking forever.
Stop getting flustered. It hasn't been that long. Fesmer, you're fastening the saddle wrong.
I prefer it this way.
If you don't want to get thrown from your horse, you will fix it by tightening it.
How's this?
Good job, Mike. That horse seems to like you.
I shall name him Bucephalus.
Bucephalus?
Alexander the Great's horse.
You do know that Bucephalus was a stallion? That's a mare.
Oh. Then... Epona?
The Celtic goddess of horses? That's a good name.
What? Yeah, her too. What'd you name your horse?
I don't know. I want to get to know her first.
Hey, Fesmer. Have you named your... What the hell was that?
Calm down, girl. Calm down.
Jared, what did you do?
I'm gonna take a look. Someone's coming. Two someones.
Is it Jareth?
I think so.
Run!
All right, guys, mount up. Like I showed you, remember?
Run!
Arkan, are you okay?
What?
Are you Rana?
What?
Come, Arkan. This horse is yours.
I cannot hear anything.
It will pass.
What?
Great plan, Jareth. Much more subtle than Mike's.
There is no time for bickering. Kaith, guide the pack horse. We ride. Beragodama.
Beragodama.
Hiya! Giddy up!
Mike, say better go the ma.
Better
go the ma.